This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Big swing or run it back. Where are you at with Eagles offseason? As the talk of the combine, we gotta play this again for. But the talk of the combine,
woohoo! Eagles,
yeah, the Eagles.
They hot in them streets.
And that's right. They're looking to make a big swing, and the biggest swing, obviously, there is out there right now would be Myles Garrett. Kyle, can we hear it again? Can we hear Myles Garrett? The news, well, I should say the rumors coming out of Indianapolis. Here is Diana Russini with Chase Daniel, their podcast on what the buzz in India is right now.
Here's what some people are saying right now, that Howie's willing to move on from some of these guys because he's looking to make a big swing, and that big swing would be for Myles Garrett. Some of these guys think are a sure thing may not be sure things to return to Philly.
I would rather have Myles Garrett than Zach Bond.
Put it past Howie Roseman going after Myles Garrett.
Absolutely
no way.
Not.
Continue to build and build and build in the area that got them to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl's past.
Well, I think what she means by that at the end is the O-line, the D-line, right? Pass rushers and those kind of players. And
yeah.
I look at it like this. If it comes down to bringing back some of the guys there that are free agents or investing their resources, their money into one big player, Myles Garrett is a tremendous football player.
Yeah.
And if you just tell me right now, like, Joe, are you paying Becton, Williams, Bond, and Sweat, or would you let those guys go to bring in Garrett? I'll put that money in Garrett. Hugh, I know you want to run this thing back more than you want Garrett.
Yeah, because I look at it like this. You got a draft that's coming up that's going to have a lot of young Thundercats in it. And I think to what Coach Fangio was able to do with a lot of these young cats that he had last year, and, you know, the majority of the guys he's going to have on the team, they're going to have another year under their belt. I'm more excited about the potential homegrown stars than, you know, getting a Myles Garrett. Now, again, let me reiterate. If the price is right, I would love to have him here.
Mm.
But knowing what I think is going to happen, and teams are going to go bonkers and try to go all out to get him, I don't think the Eagles are in a position where they have to do that.
Well, so I don't think they have to, but I sometimes there's a rare opportunity that comes up and you have to go do it, or you have to investigate doing it. I think that's what the Eagles are going to do here with Myles Garrett, because it's a rare player that comes available. And look, the stories coming out of Indianapolis is there's no budging with him and the Browns. I mean, there was a story yesterday, the Browns are willing to make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL. And basically, he says, no, thank you. ESPN yesterday, Myles Garrett is not open to a contract extension with the Cleveland Browns, a league source confirmed, as the team remains adamant that it will not accede to the star passer's trade request. Because there was a feeling out there, like, when he first made the trade request, maybe he just wanted more money, right? Maybe it was like, you know, you got to pay him to keep him happy. Well, they're trying that, Hugh. They're dangling tons of money at him, and he's still like, nah, I'm not going back to Cleveland. So that tells us it's over for him and the Browns there in Cleveland. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all of this? And you know what I keep thinking about as we talk through this conversation? Hugh, I keep thinking about when we were at Radio Row, what was it, 3 weeks ago now? I guess it was about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I think it was the last day we were there, Thursday, February, you know, whatever that was, 5th. And we were sitting there at our table, and I noticed that there was a buzz around the building more than the other days.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons there was that buzz that final day we were there was Myles Garrett had arrived, and he was doing the, you know, he was doing the Radio Row thing.
Yeah.
And every show he went on that day, he basically said, you know, I'm leaving Cleveland, I don't want to be there. And he started talking about how he would go here, here, here. And I heard him do a station in Washington and talk about the Commanders. Like, anyone that would have him, he would acknowledge, hey, I want out, and maybe I'll play for your team. And then, of course, he walked by the table you and I sat at that point when he walked by. It was the afternoon show with Ike and Spike and Fritz. And
they went bananas.
It was this moment that I keep thinking about as we have this conversation.
Future Eagle!
Future Eagle right here!
Those guys acting up down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, they ain't got no home trainer. They ain't got no home trainer. But it was great, though, because you could see that you could look in his eyes and you could tell that he probably workshopped that in his head a little bit.
Yep.
You know, he got a chance to be here, checked out the facilities and everything, and knows a little bit about Philadelphia. So, yeah, it's one of those things. You'd be foolish not to want to play here, especially looking at what the Eagles have just accomplished without you. I mean, that would be your number one destination. Now, nothing's guaranteed. But you look at that team, you look at what he brings to the table, and it's not silly to think that, you know, I could come in and help get them back to where they want to be. I get all of that. No question about it.
Well, of course. I mean, look, and the Eagles have become a destination in the NFL. There's no question about that. They just won the Super Bowl. So if he's got his way, he's going to try to get his way here or maybe Washington, Detroit.
In a perfect world, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's like a handful of teams that I think he'll try to push his way to. Now, he doesn't have leverage. They're going to trade him where they trade him. But he certainly is going to want to do that. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Then we got to set up a little Tri-Day Friday. Alex is up in North Carolina. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Alex, what's
going on?
Oh, man, you guys caught me right in the middle of shopping. But what are we talking about?
You called us.
You shopping on the Friday, Alex?
I know.
You shopping on the Friday?
Holidays, man, trying to find a couple of things, man.
What are we shopping for? What are we doing?
I got to give me some bungee cords. I got to put up a shade thing up on my carport.
All right.
But anyway, what do we do? Like, I mean, if we can keep the band together and keep the guys that we have, why are we talking about, like, it's the sum of all parts. Like, you get Myles Garrett, you get, like, all of your free agents go, don't you think that weakens the defense?
Well, it depends. It depends, Alex. I mean, it could, certainly could, but how many of those guys are replaceable parts? Like, I think about Mekhi Becton. And the idea that I know he's on the offense, you're talking about the defense, but I'm not paying Mekhi Becton $18 or $20 million because he had one good year. I'll just find a new guard.
This dude in there, man. You could build it. You could put anybody.
Sure.
In the
okay. Well, about the okay. But let's go to the defense.
Milton Williams. You talking about letting him go? The dude was a stud this year. I mean, why would you want to let that go?
Because I think I can find another Milton Williams in the middle of the draft. Myles Garrett's. It's hard to find those guys.
Okay, and you're talking about letting Bond walk. Okay, so you remember the last time we let our two stud freaking linebackers go, what our defense looked like?
I'm with you, man. I don't want to let Bond go. I'm just saying if it comes down to I got to choose between free agents or Garrett's looking pretty enticing, Alex.
I would love to have him, but I'm not willing to bet the whole farm to get him.
Well,
you got to keep this thing together because if you start changing everything up, you're talking about messing everything up.
Well, so here's the question, Alex, and I don't think you're crazy on this. I think a lot of people feel the way you do and want to run back a Super Bowl team. The question is, and Alex, we appreciate it, and good luck with the bungee cords and the whole thing in the garage. Hugh, will the guys they bring back be as good next year? Right, like that. This is why Howie and any GM, this is their job to like not just do things. Anyone could say do that, but predict the future. Right, like if they bring these guys back next year, will they be as good? Will the defense be as good? And then on the opposite side of that, Hugh, is how much does Garrett have left? I mean, that's the question.
Yeah, but you could use that with anybody that has gone to the Super Bowl. You know what? Something jumped out to me yesterday when Jordan Mailata was on the show and he came into the studio. That he said it was that after the parade and everything, the media thought was going back to work. Media thought. And I got to thinking about that. And I was like, because I don't know what that feels like. I've never won the championship at this level and immediately felt like it was time to go back to work. But it put in perspective for me a little bit more of what AJ was saying. Now, and I granted it was the messenger. To a part of that for me was the messenger. because of the history of some of the things he said. But I'm hearing what they're saying, and they're going to be focused. They're getting ready to go back. I don't think there's going to be that much of a fall off because of the cohesiveness of this unit. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. Now, they're gonna get some more players. They're gonna add some more. They're gonna infuse some more talent, some more young talent into this team. Now, even though I know, you know, Myles Garrett would be a huge get, but you have an opportunity, and this is how I look at it. This, to me, this is a chess move. How I look at it, you have a young core of defensive players where you could be a dominant, great, cohesive defense for years, because you're talking about a defense, for the most part, nobody got 5 years in the game yet. And they've just scratched the surface of what they could potentially be. That's what I look at. And again, like I said, I understand that Myles Garrett gives you instant gratification. It gives you instantaneously, it makes everybody feel good. But what has been the Eagles' bread and butter over the last 10 to 15 years is sustainability.
It has. I mean, and that's, I think, what every team strives for.
And teams struggle to keep that. Yeah, teams struggle with that.
We were trying to come up with some comparisons to teams doing this. And again, Hugh, we both realize the teams that do this usually are coming up a little bit short, right? And then they get the big player to put them over the top. There's less evidence, and there's less, you know, remembrance of teams who just won making the super big move and mortgaging things because they just won, right? I think some of it is just like human nature. Like, I don't feel desperate. I just won. But one thing I just thought about this too. There's some Roy Halladay to it, right? The Phillies had won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't get Roy immediately after they won the World Series. It was a couple years later. But they had just won. But Ruben Amaro, who's just on the morning show today, like, he couldn't pass up.
Caught some strays this morning.
He couldn't pass up.
A couple
strays. What happened? I missed it.
No, like Joe the camera, you know, like somebody called in getting on Joe. And Joe kind of, Ruben caught a stray, caught him. What was it called? Ruin Tomorrow?
Well, I guess Ruben was more about the moment rather than the long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, that's perfect example. Like, not taking any shots at Ruben because that's my guy, but you have to. When I think of a dynasty, I think of, you know, passing it down to the next generation,
sure,
the next, and all this other stuff. Myles Garrett's a hell of a player, and I keep saying that, but he's not a legacy, if that makes sense. You know, the Eagles have done, they're in a position now where, with their coaching staff and the way that they teach, like, I can't stress you enough about the way that they taught this defense and how they responded to the teachings of Vic Fangio and his collective coaching staff, that I feel good about this defense. I feel really good that they're going to get the guys that fit the system. Because you think about it like this, Joe. Vic Fangio coached up a bunch of guys that he didn't pick. He didn't pick, what, he picked Cooper and Quinion, but for the most part, he didn't pick any of the rest of the guys.
Well, he coached up guys that we thought at best would be the 15th best defense,
yes,
and they were the best.
Yes, and he did a phenomenal job in one season. That, I can't stress to you enough how phenomenal that is.
They don't need to do this, and if I had to guess, I would guess he's probably not going to land here, but the more stuff that comes out, Howie's obviously on the prowl for this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are opportunities you can't pass up. Again, it maybe the price in trade is less than I think. And if it's less than two ones, I am certainly now more invested than I was a couple days ago, because if the price is a little bit less, then if I'm just having to move off of players, I can replace players. The picks for me, that's more of the sticking point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, Fangio's not a miracle worker, though. And I understand he had a great season last year, and Hugh said it took him 1 year with this defense. But at the end of the day, it's 1 year of Vic Fangio's entire career. No, Hugh, this is the best defense he's ever coached. Fangio doesn't put the number one defense out there every year with no matter who you give him. He needs good players.
I love how Kyle, to make his point, he will burn every bridge in the way.
What bridge am I burning, though? Even Fangio wouldn't tell you that he can't turn every player into a great player.
Well, that's obviously true. Yeah,
Kyle, I mean, come on.
Kyle, this man came in. Like, I can't.
I know what he did. I watched it just like you did.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen every day.
Well, so
that's my point.
That doesn't happen every day. But also, what
and my point is, he did it with a bunch of guys he didn't pick. That's the
right,
point
but
you're
but
missing.
He can't, no. The point you're missing is that he can't do it every year. But no matter who you give him, you have to give him good players.
Kyle, he's gonna be in the room helping pick the players that he
wants. Well, he will. But like just.
But he can miss too.
Oh my gosh.
Well, he could.
Okay. He could.
Okay. He's okay.
Well,
he was
Devin
the head
White. Coach of the Broncos and screwed up picks there too. Like the players that he had weren't always good enough everywhere.
Well,
he went.
I think he took Bradley Chubb with the fourth pick. He wasn't that good. I mean, like this does happen. They got to decide this. What's their better chance of winning in the next few years? Milton Williams on a 3-year, $60 million deal, and Mekhi Becton on a 3-year, $60 million deal, and Zach Bond on a 4-year, $60 million deal, or use all that for Myles Garrett. I mean, that really seems like what the debate is. All right, 215-592-9494. Along with all this, run it back or go get a star, and Myles Garrett seems to be the star the Eagles are after here this offseason. It is a Friday, Hugh, which means it is a try-day.
Friday!
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
That song, though.
I love the Tri-Day song. All right, it's a Friday. It's also Oscars weekend. You know, it's
Oscars
on Sunday. So we were thinking about, great movies.
Have you watched any of the Oscar movies that are up for nomination?
Probably not. I mean, can I be real about movies? They're not as good as they used to be. I mean, do you get excited to watch new movies?
No.
I don't. I mean, I just don't.
Like, no.
There's not many great ones, but there used to be. So here's what I'm going to do for Tri-Day. Often when we bring up movies.
I'm going to look up the nominations while you're doing
this. Tell me that. You tell me what they are. Often when we bring up movies on this show, you could tell our age gap, because the three of us are not the same age, right? Hugh is the oldest, and that's calling you old, but you're the oldest. Then me, and then Kyle's obviously the youngest. And a lot of times, you'll bring up a movie. I will either have seen it or at least know what you're talking about. Kyle will have no idea. So here's what we're going to do today for Tri-Day. A movie made before 2000 that we should see. Maybe you think we've seen it. Maybe you don't think Kyle has any chance of seeing it. But a good movie pre-2000 for Tri-Day that you think maybe Kyle has no idea what it is, but we should watch it. Tri-Day Friday, movie made before 2000. What do you got for nominees here?
The Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it Emilia Perez. I think I'm saying that right.
I saw it on Netflix. Like, I saw the trailer. I know what that is.
The Complete Unknown.
No idea.
Conclave.
No.
Now, that's playing, I think, on one of the streaming services right now. I think it's Max or one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Nickel Boys.
No idea.
I'm Still Here.
No idea.
The Substance. Now, I saw The Substance.
Good?
It had Demi Moore in it. It was really, really interesting. It's about this substance that she takes. She's a fitness person. She's a fitness influencer.
Mm.
And she takes this substance that it basically splits her in half, but they got to share equal time. It's very, very interesting. That was pretty good.
Okay.
Dune Part 2, that was good. I saw that. Wicked. Wicked was really good.
So I didn't get to see it, but I heard it was great.
It was really, really good. Anora and The Brutalist.
So of what you saw, if Hugh Douglas had a vote, Academy Awards Sunday, the Oscar goes to?
I would say Dune.
Okay.
But I'm a Dune fan. And I remember the original movie. And they did great with what they had back in the day.
Mm.
But with everything that they got, technology, CGI now, this Dune was a lot better.
All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas's On the Fly Oscar breakdown there. We need for Tri-Day a movie made before 2000 that Kyle probably hasn't seen. Well, you give us the best one we get today. We will do our best to watch it, as long as it's not a Tubi movie, because I don't have Tubi like Hugh does.
You know, they keep calling me about them Tubi movies. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to carve out some time from my job.
You have
to go
personal
get me some
time
Tubi.
If you need to go.
I might go because They've been asking.
It would be a good bid. Where'd Hugh go this week?
Tubi.
He's filming a movie.
I'm about to do some Tubi movies.
All right, when do you come down? Run it back with the Eagles free agents, or go after Myles Garrett, a big name here. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe, Gilio, Kyle, Big V.
What up, man?
Big V, what's up?
Yo, man, listen. We can't run it back. Big reason we can't run it back is that there are coaches right now studying the film on the Eagles, because if we run it back, they want to figure out how to stop it and shut it down. Also, we can't run it back because we're going to lose some players. Let's face it. Every time you get to a playoff or a Super Bowl, people who are under contract get lured away by big dollars.
Well, so, I mean, Big V, they could retain those guys. I mean, they could make a concerted effort to bring the band back. I mean, not saying that's the best idea, but they could.
Yeah, they could, but generally, most of the time, that's not the best idea. It always causes a little bad blood. So, and let's face it, I mean, Miles is a phenomenal player. And Hugh, you're right. I mean, we've got the coaching staff that can take a diamond in a rough and turn it into a, you know, turn it into a multi-million dollar jewel. However, Miles does bring something to the coaching or the defensive energy that they will go from a 17-point average in terms of points given up to like maybe a 10 or a shutout.
Oh, well, hold on, Big V. I mean, so you're saying if they get Myles Garrett, they're going to morph into the greatest defense ever?
In life.
Yeah, I mean,
Hall of Famers 20 years from now.
10 points per game. Like, that's 2000 Ravens, 85 Bears kind of stuff. I mean, like.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm. And see, and the best thing about it is that, yeah, it's good. And Hugh, you're right. There's going to be some manipulations. There's going to be finding some money. There's going to be people who are going to take a pay cut. But that's all a part of the game. But, you know, also, you got to look at this. Howie and Jeffrey built this team to be a dynasty. They're not going to let one player distract them from their long-term goal. So whatever they get Miles at and how they position him and how they get other players to compensate for the players that we're going to lose is, once again, on Fangio. But you look at Fangio, I mean, that was just sheer genius or a combination of mastery and artistry, the way he had that defense moving.
Well, they were playing in lockstep together, Big V. And look, the first month was choppy, but once he got this thing rolling, it was great. All right, Big V, what do you got for us? A movie made before 2000 that Kyle probably hasn't seen that we should watch.
The Man in the Iron Mask.
The Man in the Iron Mask.
Is that the
Mask?
One with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Correct.
I've never seen that.
I've never heard of that.
I imagine most of these you're not going to have heard of. That's what makes it funny. Big V,
well,
all right.
It's the final tale of the Three Musketeers.
Oh. Okay, I've never even heard of this one, actually.
It was a 32 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not great,
not
Big
good.
V.
No.
I'll tell you what, John Malkovich is an underrated actor.
I used to see a lot of his stuff.
He's a big dude, too. Like, he's not
he
a little guy.
Like, tall?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty big dude, I'm not mistaken.
How tall is John Malkovich?
Let me look it up.
If you had a ballpark, I didn't realize he was that tall. Big V, we appreciate the phone call. All right, The Man in the Iron Mask, our first one. All your phone calls here, run it back. Or take a big swing for someone like Miles Garrett. 6 foot's big?
Well, he's bigger than, like, most, like, Tom Cruise is only, like, what, 5'5" or something like that?
Tom Cruise is shrimp. You're right about that. But, what's tall to you? If someone what they are tall.
Well, Hollywood tall.
Okay.
He's Hollywood tall.
You're saying so you're a very tall actor.
Yeah. Like, most actors in Hollywood, they're not that big. Like, Miles Teller's not a big dude.
Is that why you like being an actor? Because you hover over everyone? Because you're not that tall in real life.
You know what is funny? When you're on set with people like that, you look way bigger than them. Because they say the camera adds 10 pounds, so I look like I'm about 100 pounds on camera. So, yeah, it's just different.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here. Run it back or take a big swing for someone like Miles Garrett. Plus, for Tri-Day movies you think a 30-year-old has not seen. And on the other side, I'll give you my 5 big swing the Eagles could take this offseason. Miles Garrett and who are the other ones? Names I'm thinking of for big swings for the Eagles. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.